Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop for a very special rendition of Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora, known as Crossworks, with Deborah J. Crossman, who is a psychic medium and also a motivator, here with me, and I really appreciate having her on it and having her be a part of this as the resident, I guess you could call her, the resident psychic medium for Wake Up Call with Dan Tatora. She's been on the show before. She has her own page on WakeUpCallDT.com, right on that Crossworks page. And we'll also give you the information on how to get in touch with Debbie for your own reading. We'll be having some readings going on during the show today live. And I want to first and foremost welcome Debbie back to the show. And how have you been?
I've been very good. Thank you, Dan. How about you?
I've been doing well. And you and I have both been sick. So you're on the mend with me. You're feeling a little bit better here?
Yes. And now that it's a little bit of sunshine and spring and really warm weather, like 40 degrees, I mean, who can complain?
So we always start off by doing a couple things. First and foremost, looking back into your history and how you got involved with everything. We talked a little bit about your history the last show, which you can all listen to once again on the Crossworks page of WakeUpCallDT.com. Outside of that, let's fast forward to now. What keeps you in it and keeps you excited about having this type of a lifestyle, this type of a livelihood to talk with people? What really makes you passionate about what you do?
Because there's always one more person that needs that help, that insight. If I can put them on the right track or save them a terrible disaster. I'm also a hypnotherapist, and so using that with people is also huge. So it's the feedback of somebody being helped. It's just a big deal for me.
When you get to help someone, how often do you, if someone does take your advice or kind of, you know, get something off of what you say, how often do they come back and thank you or, you know, come back with a smile on their face and say, you know, Debbie, that really helped me to get to where I needed to go? I mean, do you get to have those moments?
I do. They're few and far between, unfortunately. Some people I never see again. Some people it's within a month, and some people it's every 10 years. You know, it's very odd. Nowadays with Facebook and email, people can give me a testimonial. It's just easier for them to do. So that has been nice because I get more feedback that way, just because it's so easy to drop a line that way. Back in the old days, and they had to write me a letter, yeah, and that would be harder. But I have a scrapbook full of happy letters and things like that, so it's great.
Well, the other half of it is I always kind of allow myself here, and with people that have known what I've been doing for over a decade now, I'm vulnerable. I put myself out there, my opinions out there, and I always share, you know, who I am with people who are listening on the airwaves. So this is where I open it up here to, before we talk to anybody, to let you kind of see what you see with me tonight. And so I guess let's start there. So I'm at the victim of the court, it kind of feels like. But, you know, what can we say to start off tonight?
Well, first off, you know, I like to look at your energy, and you're actually in much better shape than when I saw you last, because you were in transition. Now you're coming out of transition. So this is a much stronger time. You would feel more stable. Your aura is a stronger color, and you would also find yourself being just plain more confident, more left brain. Okay. Than right brain. You're already a sensitive guy.
Yeah.
And so when you get a little bit stronger on the left brain side, which is the logic,
yeah,
you're going to take a big sigh of relief and be so grateful, because it gets you out of that really sensitive space.
Okay.
So now what seems to be going on at this time is a lot of fish or cut bait kind of moments, all
yeah,
right? Because the new you that came out of transition is going to look at it and say, okay, that's not cutting it for me anymore. It worked for me 3 months ago, but now I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
And so now you are going to do the sorting and the organizing and the throwing out. This is where spring cleaning comes in. You know, you're going to spring clean. And you would actually find yourself being a little bit cutthroat, because your energy right now is very left brain. So you're more John Wayne than you are, you know, Mr. Nice Guy. So you, okay, you would find yourself being a little bit more cut and dried about it.
Okay, now when you say transition, or that I'm coming out of transition, what did you feel that transition was? What was I going through, so to speak?
Transition to me is always where you've left the old you, you've finished a chapter, and you're just not that guy anymore. It's like when we leave seventh grade, we go to eighth grade, but there's that summer in the middle.
Yeah.
And so the transition part is the summer in the middle. So now you're actually into your next chapter.
Okay.
And that is going to have all different players in the game. It's going to have different karma. It's going to have different choices. And then you become the next guy.
Yeah.
So we're constantly doing this. And it's tougher sometimes than other times, you know. You could be in transition on vacation, and it's not quite so tough as when you have to beat up every guy on the playground. You know, it's just different.
What do you see coming out of this transition? What do you see with me going forward?
Well, and I know we've talked about your business before, but I never remember. Once I'm in a reading, I really don't have any recall.
Right.
And so I'm just going to say that I'm seeing you because you're in this very strong business left brain mode. You're going to be making more money, having more options for that, having your business expand. Let's just say, for example, more people would sign up to listen to your radio show. It's just bigger. And also this would represent what it is that you really feel so strongly about, and the stuff that really hasn't been cutting it, like I say, that's going to fall by the wayside. People could fall by the wayside, but mostly I think it's going to be you'll see that picture of this is working, this person is working, and this business thing works, and then all those pieces go together. So you're really probably going to feel more like finally the pieces make sense, where maybe they didn't always prior to this. So, but money seems to be very strong at this time.
Well, that's something that you said the last couple, so hopefully hopefully that rings true. Because it's, you know, I'm one of those people that wants to do good with what I have. I'm not someone to buy three mansions or something crazy like that.
You're buying me one.
Yeah, after I get one for you and make sure you're taken care of.
Okay.
I'm getting married, so are you getting anything from that?
Well, it's part of this new you that you are building as we speak.
Okay.
That's going to be a new label for you. You know, you're going to be part of a couple, and you're going to be Mr. So-and-so with Mrs. So-and-so. That's a whole new persona. And so it is partly why you are going through transition, because you've been anticipating this.
Okay.
And I feel very good with it. I think because you've been able to perhaps live together or spend a lot of time together, it's not going to be a humongous leap, but it's always a change. It's really, no matter how long you've been together, that marriage really changes things. I'm also feeling as if there's going to be a part of that new you that really wants to get kind of domestic. So if you get a dog, if you get pregnant, if you buy the house, if you do stuff that is just more of that, okay, let's make this a bigger picture, not just a wedding, you know.
Okay.
So don't be surprised.
Okay, well, see, I allowed Debbie to get inside of my brain and kind of pick it apart here and let you know a little bit about my life. And we look forward to bringing you our first caller, who will be coming shortly here on Wake Up Call with Dan Satora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop and your home for Crossworks, psychic medium and motivator and hypnotherapist Debbie Crossman here with me, and we'll be talking with our first caller in just a moment. And we have our first caller on the line, so I will hand over the mic to Debbie Crossman and get things started here on Crossworks, exclusively on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports meets life. Dan Satora Broadcast Media and Debbie Crossman, psychic medium, motivator, and hypnotherapist. Happy to have her here with me for Crossworks, and happy to have you on the line. So we'll take our first caller and then get into the rest that are here scheduled for tonight on this episode of Crossworks.
You can ask anything that you can think of. We can talk about deceased loved ones. We can talk about romance, career, pets, kids, whatever. But because it is a short reading, is there something special that you'd like to make sure we talk about?
My first topic would be about my career.
Okay, Steve. Well, I feel as if you have some changes coming up. Now, this would be more towards May or June, but it's definitely in the works right now that things are coming up where you're going to have a decision to make. It's almost like being at a crossroads where you have to take a left or a right. And my sense is you already know what it is that you're heading towards. But if you're really clueless right now that you don't know what you want in your future, now is the time to be thinking about what you want, because the opportunities are coming, and if you have not given it any thought, you won't make a good decision. Does that make sense?
It Yes, it does.
Good.
Yes.
So my feeling with this is that one of these opportunities is going to be outstanding and very much what you've been wanting. So it won't be difficult to choose that. Only if you're not clear or if you're on the fence about something, at which point then you might not be sure which way to go. But my feeling with it is it's going to be quite obvious. So I don't know if you're actually looking for a job change or a career change, but that's my sense. I feel as if we're really taking you in a new direction by the summer, let's say. When is your birthday?
When is my birthday? October 15th, 84.
Great. Okay. So this is going to be anywhere between May and July, probably, that you find that this opportunity pops up. And I feel as if you have to be ready to jump on it when the going is good. Do you see? I don't feel you're going to get to think about it a long time. So you have to have your ducks all lined up for this to work out for you properly. What's your next question, Steve?
Well, I guess the question about where I see myself living in the near future, staying local or moving or...
Well, it's very possible that this job opportunity that I'm feeling could move you, but it could also be that you decide on a city and then you go find that job opportunity, do you see? So have you got someplace in mind that you want me to tune into? Is there a city you've been considering? What's that?
Where?
Yeah.
Harrisburg.
That feels good. I feel as if there are better choices, but I like the feeling of that for you. I think you can do better. And maybe that will be a jumping off place for you. But it feels better than Syracuse, for example. Is that where you are now?
I'm close by, but not there.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that's where I live, so I'm assuming that's where you live. But it feels as if that would be a better choice than where you are today. What else would you like to ask? Have you got a romantic partner?
I do, yes.
What's that person's first name?
Jenna.
This is a good match for you. This is somebody that actually you've known in many, many lifetimes, so there's a lot of karma between the two of you. But it's also that this is a strong period of decision-making for the two of you. So let's say, for argument's sake, that you get an opportunity to move with the job, would she want to go with you? Is that something that would stop you? Do you see what I mean? That's where you have to be thinking about it now in April and looking at all the different pieces of it to see what are you going to manifest this summer. My feeling is she would go with you and that this would be a very strong bonding opportunity for the two of you because you would move. But I also feel as if she has to consider her career as well. But I feel as if it's a good choice for both of you to look into this new place. Does that make sense to you, Steve?
Yes. I caught most of it, yes.
Okay, good. What else would you like to ask?
I guess with the how, if I were to make a move, you know, I'm just curious as to how the outcome of my grandfather, how he would take it, and, you know.
What's his first name?
Walter.
I think he'd be very pleased for you, but I think he would be anxious or stressed for himself and for the routine or the lifestyle that he's been used to if you've been helping him or living with him or seeing him every week or something. My feeling with him, though, is his first and foremost thought would be you go for it. Do what's right for you. I don't feel him holding you back in any way. This is not somebody who would be selfish, do you see?
Right.
Does he need you for his well-being? I mean, are you his caregiver?
No, he's very independent for himself.
Okay.
No.
That's the thought, that it really is not something that is going to make his life miserable. You know, it's not like you're letting him down. So I feel his first reaction would be, you go for it, and then we'll see what happens from there. Maybe he'll come with you. Maybe he'll come visit. So I would not let that be a worry for you.
Right.
Anything else I can tell you real quick?
Anything I should look out for in the future? Anything in particular? Anything special?
The only thing right now would be if you were too hesitant or too timid when the opportunity comes for you. Because it might be something that it is not the way you're anticipating. What if it was a whole different city, for example? It's just, what is your big picture? And don't let your small fears get in the way of the big picture. Because I feel you're looking at kind of a 5-year plan right now. And you want to think about that big long-term result, not the short-term.
If I heard you correctly, you said don't let opportunities pass, take the opportunities. Is that correct?
Yes, but don't let your fear talk yourself out of it.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much, Steve. And if you'd like to get in touch and maybe we could talk sometime, you can give me a call at 315-247-9088. Or my website is DeborahCrossman.com or on Facebook with Dan Tortora's Crossworks. So thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye now.
Great. Take care. Bye.
We now welcome our next caller onto Crossworks here with Debbie Crossman, psychic medium, motivator, and hypnotherapist, exclusively on Dan Tortora Broadcast Media's Crossworks on wakeupcalldt.com and also on your Apple and Google Play Store app, Sports DT. That's SportsDT, and on the iTunes podcast, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. So however you're listening, we appreciate you tuning in, and I now hand the mic back to Debbie for our next reading.
So you can ask any questions that you want, and you know how this works, because we've done this before, but you know I don't remember old readings. So is there something special you want to make sure we talk about tonight?
I think mine is number one, my health, and number two, a job.
All right. You know I don't do a lot with health. Is there a part of the body or the name of an illness that I can tune into?
My leg.
The only thing that I'm feeling is actually, I feel that there's some sort of a pinch up in your hip or back. I don't know if you've been having any kind of problems up in that area, but it feels as if there's a pinched nerve or a disc or something that is going down the leg.
Okay.
But I don't feel it necessarily is wrong with your leg.
Okay.
Have you had it looked at? Is that a possibility?
I did. I went today to have it looked at, as a matter of fact.
Okay. And do they feel like it's something wrong with your leg?
What was that?
Is there something wrong with your leg that they gave you the diagnosis?
Well, yeah, it's going down my right leg, actually. I have to go for an MRI.
Okay. Well, I don't feel as if...
And I have a wedding coming up, so I want to be able to dance.
Yeah, definitely. But I feel as if this is something that... It's going to be in your back or spine or the nerves going down the hips. I don't feel it's a leg problem. Do you see?
Oh.
So I feel as if it's either a back or a spine or a hip problem.
Okay.
Okay.
That could be.
And the sense that I have is the fixing of it might be chiropractic, it might be traction, you know, something where they're going to open that up.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So now career, let me jump into career for you. The feeling is that there's a lot going on with career coming up in this next month. So have you got anything right now? Are you working or not?
No, I'm not working.
Okay, because
interviewing is what I'm doing.
Okay, because I feel a lot of that, and I feel a lot of movement, a lot of stuff going on, and probably putting you into something around end of April.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing.
Well, I'm not certain that it's going to be exactly what you want, but I feel like I feel like I want you to get employed and then keep looking.
Right.
Do you see? So I feel like there's something coming that just plain gets you into a job, getting a paycheck. Now you're marketable again, and then we would see you probably coming up with something you like better by about August or September.
So, oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah, so almost 6 months later.
That's a good thing, even better.
Yeah, even I think almost 6 months later you'll be switching, possibly even within the same company, but I feel you'll be switching jobs about in the fall.
That could happen.
Yeah.
That could happen. Because the one I think I'm interviewing for is not actually what I want.
Okay.
So.
Well, just don't say no to anybody. Just take whatever gets offered.
Oh, no, I'm not going to say no.
Because I do feel as if you've gotten
I'm not going to say no.
You've gotten a vibration about it, because you've been unemployed for a little while, and so you're kind of in a rut, and you're projecting that vibration that I'm an unemployed person. And so unfortunately you have to kind of change that and make sure that you are now, they are feeling your vibration as this is a real good person that we want on our team. Not that you are this poor, unemployed, you know, loser that we don't want anywhere near our business. So you have to be very cautious at this time because you've created kind of a habit of thought. And now is the time for you to be changing that up. So you got to get very positive in April.
Okay, all I can do that.
Okay, good.
It might be a positive day tomorrow then, I guess.
Yes, absolutely.
It better be a positive day tomorrow.
Okay. What else would you like to ask about?
I think that's it, though. I think I'm good.
Okay. The only other thing that I want to bring through to you, I know you have some people that have passed over, and I know that, you know, I know you've got some males over there, but I feel as if this is your father-in-law, not your father. What's your father-in-law's first name?
Ralph.
And what's your father's first name?
My father-in-law?
No, your father.
Tom.
Okay. Because it's definitely Ralph. And the feeling is that he's trying very hard to help you to get the job. He's really wanting you to keep your spirits up and keep positive. I feel like you've really gotten way down. You've gotten kind of depressed. And he's trying to pull you out of that. So be very aware that if you get a hunch that you should go turn on the TV and watch something funny or put on some music and sing along or go for a nice walk, that's going to be him kind of pushing you to change your vibration.
Okay.
Okay.
I can see that.
Okay, good.
I got to ask you a question.
Okay.
Is it possible to focus on the teeth? Do you pick up anything on the teeth in my father's?
No. I'm not sure what you're asking me. Your father's teeth in his mouth?
Actually, it was my mother's teeth. Something happened the other day, and I was just—I thought it was him.
Okay, no, I don't feel the connection.
Oh, no connection.
No.
So it wasn't my father messing with me. It was somebody else.
It was somebody else.
Isn't that nice?
I think it's that Ralph. Did it make you laugh at the time?
Oh yeah, maybe a little mad, a little laughing. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I think it was Ralph. He's much stronger around you right now than your father is.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was him.
I think so. I don't get any feeling of your father with the teeth. So.
Okay, so it was on the other side.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Does Ralph know your mother?
Did Ralph know my? Yeah, Ralph knew my mother.
Okay.
Yep.
All right then. It was more for you though. It was more for whatever happened was for you. It wasn't about your mother. It was about you.
Oh, it was about me?
Yeah. So if you got a laugh out of it, if it caused you to change your thinking, if it made you sit up and take notice, that's what that was about.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
I got it. Oh, I thought it was my father.
Well, you know, now that we're talking about him, he comes in stronger. But he's been really focused more on your mother, on Dan, actually, and his wedding plans, on things going on with other members of the family. But I feel when he comes around you, you're not as responsive to your father at this time.
I'm not?
No. So really? What you want to do is kind of get more into that wavelength that you feel as if you're really on the same page with him. So you might go and watch. Yeah, you might go to a restaurant where you guys used to eat, or play music that you know he liked, or watch a TV show that used to be his favorite, and see if you can pull him in a little bit. I feel you've been hanging out with Ralph, and Ralph has been hanging out with you.
Really?
Yeah. Deceased Ralph.
Is he upset with me?
No, not at all. No,
okay.
It's just that whoever is a match, you know, in the universe, like attracts like. We are a match. Or we're not. So I just feel that right now you're more of a match to your father-in-law than you are to your father. And that'll change. It goes through, you know, variations all the time.
Yeah.
So it's just what's going on right now. You're more of a match to the father-in-law.
All right, let me just ask you one more thing, because I know I'm probably getting close on my time.
Yeah.
How about my weight? What are we seeing with weight? You seeing anything?
Not a lot of change till you get more into the summer. My feeling is this summer there's something connected with the new job that is going to help you, whether it's because the whole gang is going to be doing something together, or you're going to find that, you know, wherever you eat lunch, it's going to just be easier, or you're getting more exercise, or, you know, something about the new job. I feel it's something to do with some of the people, and that by having that kind of support group, and everybody's doing the same diet, or we're all going to go walking on our lunch hour, you know, that's going to be the thing that really kind of sets it going.
Okay.
All right. And if they don't come up with it, you come up with it, all right?
That's probably must be what I'm going to be doing somewhere along in the future here.
Yeah. But if those people don't come up with an idea, you come up with it.
Does anything else come up on me?
Nope, that's pretty much it for now.
That's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for now. I think you're going to get employed before you know it. All right?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, I hope you get that leg all better.
Oh, thanks, Deb.
Thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
You have a good night.
You too.
We head to our final caller of this episode of Crossworks with Debbie Crossman on Wake Up Call DT.com, part of Dansatora Broadcast Media. Debbie Crossman, a psychic medium, motivator, and hypnotherapist, now heads to the final call of this episode, and I appreciate Debbie taking time as we look into our final person on the line.
So hopefully this is also a first with your reading. Have you ever had one before?
No.
Oh, good. So we got a lot of firsts going on here. All right. So with my readings, you can ask any questions that you want. But because it's a short reading, is there something special we can talk about first?
Okay.
What would you like to ask about first?
Oh, goodness. I don't even know. I don't even know where to start.
I thought you were already with some questions. Well, let me talk first then. One of the things I do is I tune into you and I look at your energy field, your aura, and they show us that in colors. And you are actually going through kind of a funny time right now. We call it transition. It means to me that you've left the old chapter and you're on the way to the new chapter, but you're in the middle, all right? You're not really the old you and you're not the new you yet. When is your birthday?
I was born in October.
Okay, good. So they probably kicked in at your birthday in October, and now it's going to be kind of coming to an end, this transition, I mean, at the end of spring, which is about 6 months from your birthday. So one of the things you would be noticing right now is that you are kind of on the fence about things. You would notice that things are not as stable or as clear. You might feel more emotional. You might have a sense of too many choices or mood swings or roller coaster emotions. But basically, this is what happens to us when we go through transition. Then when we're out of transition, it's where we are stabilized. Our feet are on the ground, but it's as the new you. And I feel that's kicking in around May or June, maybe earlier, maybe April, but I think that it's actually May. And what you will notice is that you are going to have some opportunities or options coming up at that time, because the new you literally is going to be wanting new things. So you might be tired of the job, you might be tired of your car, you might go get a haircut, you might go blonde, whatever it might be, but it's going to represent that you are the new you. Do you see? As this goes forward, around about July, I feel as if you have a big change coming at that time. That would be if you really wanted to move, if you were changing careers rather than just job, if you were getting married or divorced, if you were taking a major trip. Something has happened around midsummer for you, which I feel is going to set you up for the fall. So by the fall, you're really into the new chapter, the new you, in a very serious way. You know, let's pretend for argument's sake that you start a new job in May. By July, they've promoted you to be the boss, and by fall, you're ready to open your own company. Do you see what I mean? So there's a progression of things that are going on this year because you have gone through this transition. So now, right now, early April, is when you have to think about what do you want? Where you want to go from here? What is it that you don't want? Because you will really, literally, be giving the universe your orders, and the universe will follow through. So if you're too wimpy, if you're not sure what you want, if you're on the fence, if you're playing it safe, you're not going to get the good outcome. All right?
Okay.
So with that being said, have you been considering any time of a change with your career?
I haven't had thoughts about a career change so much. I actually lost my job when I was out on maternity leave, or well, before I went out on maternity leave with my second son. And then I was looking for another job, and I took one that was similar, but it wasn't necessarily what I had wanted career choice-wise,
right.
Because it wasn't what I had gone to school for. And I actually am starting a new job tomorrow in my field choice.
Perfect.
And it's just part-time right now. But
perfect.
And
that's excellent, because that shows you...
up to full-time.
That shows you exactly what I was talking about.
I'm debating if I want to keep part of this old job or if I want to let it go completely, because I kind of do enjoy it, but I don't know if it's just because of the people that I've met that I enjoy it.
All right, do you see what I was saying before? Teresa, do you see what I was saying before? That you're going to be on the fence, you're going to be back and forth, you're going to be unsure. That's this state of transition. So don't try to make that decision today. If you can wait to decide about letting go the old job for at least another couple of weeks, then you're going to be more stable, you're going to be through transition, and you'll be able to make that decision without any problem, right?
Right.
But what you're saying is that you're starting part-time on a new job is exactly what I was talking about, that you're coming into this new time period, a new chapter. By summer, you'll probably be full-time. That'll be the big change that I was talking about. And then,
well, I'm also getting married this month.
Oh, well, God bless you. There's another major transition. Yeah, well, that's that major transition. So there you go.
Yeah.
So that's it. Well, congratulations. That's wonderful.
Nail on the head completely.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Good. Would you like to ask about the children or husband?
Well, I do have a question, and it's just out of curiosity.
Okay.
We bought my husband's house, and I'm pretty sure that his grandparents sometimes come around. I know my grandmother does.
Sure.
She's made herself known.
Well, you can be certain that they will all come around.
Your head referenced my daughter, and he's only two. And I'm wondering if he isn't picking up on a spirit within the house, or I just don't know. I don't know with him. I don't know if he's sensitive to that enough that he would come out with those things. I was just wondering if you could shed a little light on.
Does he have a sister that's in spirit? Did you have a deceased child?
Right.
Okay, because yes, I'm going to say that's what he's picking up on. She's probably coming around and playing with him. You know, that's what they do. So I don't know if it's something that goes with the house, but rather goes with your family, that you have that spirit with you all the time. And, of course, he's going to pick up on that, because when they're that little, they can pick it up real easily.
Because I know he actually used to hum himself to sleep when he was an infant, with the song that my husband's grandmother used to sing to him. Well, I've never met his grandmother, and I didn't know the song, and I've never sang it to him. So he automatically just started doing it on his own.
Yes.
And
by that time...
I had to feel like she was there with us, because it was her rocker that I was rocking him in every night.
Right.
So.
And that's the thing. She would be right next to you, singing to him or humming to him while you were rocking him, and he'd be hearing her and you. So, for them, there isn't any differentiation. It's all one. It's not until we're older that we realize some of them are not in bodies and some of them are. So, it makes perfect sense that he's picking up on them.
Okay.
Well, Teresa, I want to thank you for calling in tonight. And if you would like to have more of a reading, you can always call me at 315-247-9088. My website is DeborahCrossman.com. I'm also on Facebook by my name, but also on Dan's website or Facebook page with Crossworks. And so you can contact me a few different ways if you'd like to have a reading. I'm right here in Syracuse, so it's pretty easy if you are too. Otherwise, we can do it by phone or by Skype.
Okay.
Alrighty?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Once again, that is Debbie Crossman bringing you Crossworks exclusively here on WakeUpCallDT.com, on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Satora podcasts, and on the app on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, Sports DT. That's SPORTSDT. You could search that on the Google Play Store, Sports DT. And if you want to get it for an Apple app, whether it be an iPad, iPod, iPhone, go to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. That's wakeupcalldt.podbean, podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. Crossworks, right here on wakeupcalldt.com. Click on the More tab and scroll down to Crossworks, and you will find Debbie Crossman's number if you'd like to have a reading by phone. Her number is 315-247-9088. I'll give you another second to take it down here. That number for Debbie Crossman is 315-247-9088. And if you'd like to get in touch with Debbie Crossman to have a reading by email or to set up an appointment face-to-face, you can get her at debbiec1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B-I-E, the letter C, 1953@hotmail.com. debbiec1953@hotmail.com to get in touch with Debbie Crossman, and make sure you do so. This gives you a taste of what it's like to hear from people who are talking right live with a psychic over the phone, psychic medium Debbie Crossman, that is. And it also gives you an opportunity to get your own reading, to get a little taste, a little feel, and then to explore more, to go deeper than this conversation on Crossworks. You could set up an appointment with Debbie by phone, 315-247-9088, or by email, debbiec1953@hotmail.com. That's D-E-B-B-I-E, the letter C, 1953@hotmail.com. I want to thank Debbie Crossman. I want to thank all of the callers that called in today. We'll talk to you soon. Be well. And I truly appreciate you taking the time, and something that is totally different, having a sportscaster and a psychic medium come together, all to help out the community and truly making the best decisions and helping you to motivate yourself to do good in your life and to help others. I want to thank Debbie for all she does to try to make this a positive world, and I want to thank you all for tuning in and for everyone that called in and gave Debbie an opportunity to speak with them. I look forward to your call, and I look forward to hearing what you have to say about Debbie's conversation with you. Be well, God bless, and we'll talk soon here on WakeUpCallDT.com, where sports meets life.